You are listening to the Geekening Podcast, Episode 1. Fair warning, there will be a lot of swearing and a lot of, well, swearing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Shut up, sit down, I'll listen, wait. Relax, my dudes, it's not too late to join in with these awesome fans and marvel out there.
Some chips and OC fix and meat to meet the best girl queen.
I just want that just for my dick. All of the toxic shit.
It's a podcast. It's also a gun.
Welcome to the Geekening, your late night dose of geek culture shenanigans. My name is Kat. As you guys know, I'm the founder of All Ages of Geek. Yay! And today, we're doing the first ever episode of The Geekening! Fuck yeah! Okay, so to let you guys know, this is a shut up, Derek! To let everybody know, this is an adult podcast, so please, if you are young, make sure you are listening with an adult. There will be, like, a lot of swearing, a lot of talk about some personal things, a lot of shit that goes down behind the scenes, so yeah. You just be warned. Just be warned. There's a lot of crap that goes on. Derek's here, who is laughing.
Yeah. All right. Hi, I'm Derek, the editor of All Ages of Geek. And I think that's it.
Okay. No, you're the hamster that's in the basement.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm the hamster in the basement that's kind of keeping this project going.
There you go.
There we go.
So all the other team members will be on for, like, future episodes and everything. But to start it off, we want to keep it simple. Again, this is the first episode. So mind you, things are going to be cringy. Things are going to be fucked up at times. But hey, It's going to be a lot of fun. So to start things off, we always have conversations about the past. Okay, so
every week.
Right, so we all have been a lot of, you know, crazy people in our past. Like, sometimes, even a day ago, we don't like who we are, you know? Yeah. Sometimes with me, like, for, like, a week ago, I'd be like, ew, who the fuck is that person?
Yeah.
Who is that bitch? Who is she? It's like, it's like 2015, Kat was such a prestigious little bitch. It wasn't even funny. All I cared about back in 2015 was my career. My career was basically dealing with children's books and production and doing a lot of, like, filming in the city. I was like, that was my life. I was all like, oh, this is who I'm going to be. You know, like, this is all my life is going to be just about my job. And it's like, I had to be the best I ever could. And then I kind of humbled myself throughout the years, especially when I quit my job in 2018, which we're going to talk about in depth because there's a lot that happened in 2018 that we think everyone should talk about because of the fact that it could really help a lot of people out there who are, like, new streamers, new content creators, everything. But we all hate certain parts of ourselves, you know? Like, there's always going to be that side of us that we fucking hate. Yeah. And it's like, what about you guys? Was there ever a side of you that you couldn't stand?
Well, I guess I'll go first with this. Because, like, I know that, like, I started streaming since, like, on Twitch and way back in 2014. When I first started all this stuff, I hated my voice.
Really?
Yeah. I hated my voice. like I couldn't listen to it. I can't do anything with it. But then after a while, I guess eventually, you know, after hearing it for so long and then doing the recordings and stuff like that, I kind of grew to realize that, oh, you know, like, I could do something with my voice that I don't think other people can do.
Yeah.
And I guess that's, like, something that I, you know, something to be proud of and something to, like, I guess it, like, has some sort of, like, uniqueness to it, I guess.
Mm.
And then after a while, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I love my voice.
Yeah. So yeah. Same thing with me. Like when I first started too, I was like, I would try to hide my New Jersey accent until I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's like, this thing has to come out. Yeah. And it's really become part of who I am as like an entertainer. Like people know me for the Jersey accent.
Yeah.
So it's like even back in like 2018, I tried to hide it. I like, we'll get on this topic later about like personas and everything, especially like my persona back in 2018 was not a good person, but I try to hide the accent so much. So I get that on a personal level where it's like, you hate your voice, but then you kind of like grow in with your, like, if you consider, it's not really a flaw, but it's something that you like hate. So it's like, you just kind of grow to love the things that you first hated, you know, like if back in 2015, I would have freaking hated myself who I am now. I'd be like, I'm so afraid. Like I was afraid of becoming this person back in 2015, which we'll also touch on later on. Let's talk about online personas. So I got to admit something to you guys. All right. So back in, I would say, I'm trying to think. Okay. So let's start from the beginning. Miss Cat Squad had many names before it was Miss Cat Squad or All Ages of Geek or anything. Yeah. But we'll start with the Miss Cat Squad era.
Yeah.
So to start off the journey of YouTube, I first joined YouTube in 2015, and I wanted to do promotion for my book trailer service that I was doing for authors. So everything that I was doing was related to like picture books and kids things, and it was fine at first. It was fun.
Yeah.
But things started to get toxic because little do you guys know, but in the picture book community, people will tear each other apart.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a cult in that community, and you got to be careful. So any writers out there, if you need any advice, I'm the person to come to when it comes to wanting to know, because I lived through that. Those years was 5 years of my life. Ooh. 5 years of my life I spent in that community. And I saw everything that goes on within writers' community. So if anybody needs any tips, I'm the person to turn to. So anyway, I started out as like picture book reviews and this and that. And then I was like, eh, this isn't working out. So then from there, I went from manga reviews. Mm-hmm. And the name of the channel was first, oh God, here we go. The Cat's Meow. Okay. The Cat's Meow. Let's repeat this. The Cat's Meow. Then it was Kidlet Cat, because I was working for a company that had to deal with Kidlet. So I was like, okay, my name's Cat. Let's correspond this. Then from there, I was like, let's name it Miss Cat Squad.
Yeah.
So for a while, it was Kidlet Cat, even when I was doing like literature reviews and like manga reviews. And then from there, I was like, let's make up a term. Because on YouTube, you usually name your subscribers and every something. Like if you want them to be part of something like the Miss Cat Mafia, as they are now, or All Ages of Geeks, however you guys consider yourself. There's two ways to consider yourself. But let's simplify it into one right now. So I came up with the word misfit, like Miss Cat, which is misfit. And Cat, like Cats, not my name, but Misfits and Cats mixed together, because I love stories about misfits and I love cats. So then Miss Cat Squad was born. All right. So, oh God. So Miss Cat Squad was first just doing reviews of manga. Then somebody at my work told me, you can't do that because of copyright issues. A naive cat believe that. This is like, I would like nod my head to everyone. I'll be like, okay, you're right. I shouldn't do this. So I stopped that completely. Then somebody said, Kat, if you like stories, you should play the game Life is Strange. And this is when things started. And this was the end of the beginning. All right.
Yeah. Ooh,
so nice story time.
Nice little transition. Go on.
Little transition there.
Yeah.
So back then, I was going through a lot of crap. I was juggling YouTube, my full-time job, which consisted of me going to New York City, filming things, doing things online, writing like 10 posts a day, doing social media, juggling edits, all that in one day, all every day. So I was doing that plus doing YouTube. And first I did Life is Strange. Love the game. Love the community. The game is great. It's fantastic. It's a great story. If you guys haven't checked it out, it is one of those games I will recommend everybody. But around that time too, I was suffering. It wasn't depression. It wasn't anything like that. It was just me just trying to find who I was as a human being and also as a creator. So around that time, I created the persona for myself, which it really pisses people off now that they're like, oh, you've changed. Oh, you need to humble yourself. Oh, who are you anymore? Like when All Ages of Geek came to be, but that's for later on to talk about. But Miss Cat Squad it was a persona. All right. It was complete persona cat, because behind the scenes, I wasn't a happy person.
Yeah.
And when Derek came in, he could even vouch for that with edits. It's like, you should hear what I have said behind the scenes, cursing up a storm. Like, I even got really emotional once. Like, I can't fucking do this anymore. So around that time, I was like, okay, this works. I have an escape. I can be my persona. I don't have to be this person who's miserable doing the same thing or miserable just like trying to find herself. So I played that game. It was great. From there, it got very toxic because it kind of felt like I created a cult.
Yeah.
And Miscat Squad truly became a cult. And people got obsessed. It was like to the point where it felt unnatural and it made me very, very uncomfortable. People like expected me to be somebody I wasn't. People would always like question like my sexuality and try to force things upon me.
Yeah.
People would like get very, very personal, get into my personal life and like start to get like family members involved and like calling themselves family members when in actuality, it's like that was my online persona. Mm-hmm. So throughout the year, that was 2017. 2018 is when it got worse because I was having so many anger issues. So this around this time, Derek came in. Okay. Derek came in, became the editor because he realized that, oh, she's burning out. Oh my God. Yeah. Because around that time, that's when I was suffering through my major burnouts. And I had 7 major burnouts, like 7.
Mm-hmm.
That one time, the last one, when I said things need to change, I passed out in the shower, hit my head on the shower little head thing, passed out for like 5 minutes straight. Around that time, I was also not eating. I almost got anorexic because I was forcing myself to work, forcing myself to churn out this content. And when it was not doing well on YouTube because YouTube was not pushing out our content, I would overwork and overwork. So it's like I got so toxic to everybody that was around me too.
Yeah.
And I just started to like become my persona because that was my defense mechanism. Now, something you guys may or may not know, for me, for more than 15 years of my life, I have been role-playing. I have had the same characters for so many years. Me and my sister have like a role play that goes on. Like we used to use AIM, even though AIM's gone now. So we use like Line or Skype or something to like write in our characters. And we want to like do a story with that one day. Like we would love to get these like characters published one day, do books about them.
Yeah.
And we also like play games, like make those characters on like The Sims or something. So for that many years of my life, I was not a social butterfly. I like pretended to be characters, even in my works, like in my workplace, because that was my defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Even back in 2015, when I first got my job doing production and everything in the city, I was like kind of pretending to be somebody because that was my defense mechanism. That's who I was being comfortable as, you know. I was never Kat, and Kat was never out on camera, you know. She was never there. So until now, I have never been who I was with my persona, but to go back into 2018, it got so bad. It mm-hmm. got so bad. And Derek can vouch for this.
Oh,
we
yeah.
got into so many drama with so many people. And so much yeah. happened behind the scenes. And we don't mention names because, again, water is over under the bridge. We are over it. We are done. We have moved on with our lives. And we hope everyone has moved on with their lives as well. Because, mm-hmm. again, we're over it. We're mature adults. We've moved on with our lives. And it's time to close the book on that. So a lot of crap happened behind the scenes because of Kat's anger issues. And also because Kat was pretending to be someone she wasn't. You know, I was not who I was, and I would just like I would question why I would be that person. And even Derek started to get burnt out when he had to edit yeah. like what, like 28 hours of content per week or something.
Basically, I was working 24/7 with 2 hours of sleep per day.
Yeah, and it was so bad, and like we went through a lot back in 2018, but because of the fact that instead of me talking like a normal human being and talking about things like a normal human being would and mm-hmm. conversating, Kat pretended to be someone she wasn't because I was afraid and I was not ready to be who I am now. Like who you guys see now on screen, on streams, that crazy person is who I am. So yeah. The thing is, too, is when people bring up Miscat Squad and like we've gotten like reviews here and there and you roll with the punches. I mean, when you're running a business or anything, you got to go with the bad reviews. You have to. You got to get some good. You got to get some bad. Not everybody's going to like your crap. They're going to say this is shit. You got to fucking humble yourself. Like, this is the thing. We got this one comment where this guy actually said you have to humble yourself. And he was bringing up things from about Miscat Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is about Miscat Squad is if people knew what happened behind the scenes and who I was, they would not like who I was. I was much more. People think, okay, this is a problem. People think they confuse like confidence with being conceited. So if you have a buttload of confidence like I do and like you seem like your ego is really big, they think that is being conceited and, oh, you have to humble yourself. Well, little do these people know who have said things like this is back in 2018, back when they said Miss Kat Squad was like the golden years or whatever, that was when Kat was at her lowest. That was when Kat was a fucking bitch. That was when Kat was literally so hungry for success that she would fucking do anything to get her way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was not, and we're going to talk about that topic when we get on the topic of gamer girls in this episode, but that's for later on. Mm-hmm. But it was so bad to the point where I got sick. I didn't know who I was anymore. I was beginning to have very paranoid about life. I didn't want to go out because I was like, I have to be in my online persona. I have to be this person. I can't be who I am now. And it's like, until it was like, when I realized when I had that passing out like fit in the shower and hit my head, when I passed out, when I said things need to change. And it was that moment was like, I can't be this persona anymore. So I would have mental breakdowns. I would mm-hmm. lie about certain things. Like I literally would lie to get out of certain situations so I could save my own skin because things got so uncomfortable. But instead of Kat saying, I am uncomfortable working with certain people, I was all like, no, I'm just going to act like this person and be my persona and have my defenses up. Mm-hmm. And that was not right, because instead of me just saying like, I am very uncomfortable, I do not want this to be working out this way anymore, please let us end this now, I should have just said, hey, let's instead of doing that, I was all like, crazy cat, and it was not fun at all. So tip to everybody, if you're starting something, whether you're new to streaming, new to YouTube, new to anything, even Mixer, wherever you guys are online, do not let your persona take over you. Because if your persona takes over you, you will lose yourself, you will lose your morals, and then you'll begin to juggle at yourself and your real life. Think of Hannah Montana. I've never watched the series, but this is a perfect example. Hannah Montana, okay, with Miley Cyrus, all right? So look at her life when she was juggling, because I know what the show's about. Like, she's herself, and then she's also Hannah Montana. So it's like she's juggling those two lives, and it got stressful to the point where it's like she was trying to think, like, who am I anymore? How can I juggle both lives?
Yeah.
So it's like when you're online, be yourself. Be 100% yourself, but also keep in mind, always be alert for things, but never let your persona take over you, because if it does, you will become somebody else and you will hurt so many people in the process and yourself.
Yeah.
And how about you, Derek? Any personas?
Any personas?
Other than being a hamster.
Hey, I love the hamster life, all right?
There you go.
No,
it's like, hamster time. It's hamster time.
Yeah, it's hamster time. But I need the power.
I need the power.
But not like... I could definitely say that I'm such a completely different person than I was back in 2014. Even last mm-hmm. year.
Last year. You have changed like, so much since last year.
Yeah, well, not even last year. Like, even, like, a couple months even.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't know. It's like, because for me, when I first started all of this way back in 2014, you know, it's like, it was always, like, the more... you know, like hyperactive, or you had to act like a certain way for people to like you, kind of thing, and you know, like avoid saying certain things or like not getting into conflict or anything like that, and I know that like back then that you know like I didn't want to step on anybody's toes or anything like that, and after a while it kind of just like. I guess, like, more or less kind of put me in this, like, this downward spiral because I didn't know who I was anymore because I was always agreeing to things that I didn't necessarily agree to. Mm. But then, you know, eventually I kind of just said, you know, like, well, fuck it, you know? Like, if they don't like me, then that's okay.
Exactly. And it's like if you speak your mind too, it's like you got to be honest about things.
Yeah.
And the thing is too is another story is back in 2018. You know, to get the topic moving on here. Cat's favorite topic's coming up. Oh fuck yeah! We're about to get some sauce in here. Spill the tea.
Where's my tea? Hold on. Where's my tea?
Spill the fucking tea. Okay. Hold on.
I'm spilling it.
All right, spill the fucking tea. That's right. You spill it all over the goddamn place. That's right. All right. So all right. To speak about personas back and also to 2018 and all that crap that went down, let's talk about Kat's favorite topic, shall we?
Yes.
Gamer girls.
Yeah, we shall.
Gamer girls. All right. So back in, and again, no names will be mentioned because Kat is not petty.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, is the fact that nobody deserves to be mentioned over things. I'm just giving examples of what I personally went through and what people should truly avoid when going into any gaming community. So Let's talk, okay?
Let's.
You guys have heard me vent a lot about Gamer Girls. I used to never be like spoken up about it. I've never spoke about it in public on Twitter or anything. I recently started doing this because I want to start saying my perspective, my point of view of what I went through with Gamer Girls back in 2018. So here we go. Woo! All right. So if you go backtrack on the channel back in 2018, you'll see a completely different person. Mm-hmm. Kat was slowly becoming a gamer girl. Dun, dun, dun! Like,
oh my God.
What the fuck, Kat? Possibly becoming a gamer girl? What? How is that possible? That can't... Okay. So, I was acting again. Part of my persona was acting slightly like a gamer girl because I was surrounded by a bunch of gamer girls.
Yeah.
And what people don't understand about that audience and that toxic atmosphere about e-girls and gamer girls and all that stuff is that, again, it is very toxic, but they're filled with leeches, copycats, and people who will literally treat you like you are the nerd of the group and they are the popular girls. Mm-hmm. It's high school. Gamer girl culture is fucking high school. It's fucking high school.
Oh, yeah.
And as I was part of it for a good few months until I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I wearing push-up bras? Why am I wearing this makeup? Who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's like, I had no idea who I was at that point because I was like, what am I doing? Because I was like around the wrong people trying to think like, oh, I'm growing this way. So I could like be like them and like, oh my God, like totally grow like that.
Yeah.
Crap like that. So when I speak about gamer girl culture and e-girl culture, it's because I lived it. I was surrounded by them at one point. People would compare me to some of them at one point in my life, and it was so toxic because I was like, this is not fucking me. This is not the audience that I want to entertain. It's like, you know what? I don't want to entertain boys that are in the basement just pretending that people are their girl. I don't. That's not the audience. You know, no harm against any gamer girls who want that lifestyle. If you want that lifestyle, that's on you. That's your choice. Mm-hmm. But with me, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
It's like, because one thing that really pisses me off about gamer girl culture is there was a hashtag that started trending in 2019 or late 2018. I'm not sure what it's called. Mm-hmm. It's hashtag body positivity. That hashtag started because it wanted to show people who had flaws or people who may be like overweight or anything or had acne or something. It started to make them feel like they're beautiful and would share positive advice. But then the gamer girls started to go onto that hashtag using hashtag body positivity where their fucking ass is sticking out or their boobs sticking out, like popping out. And it's just like, does that help people who are insecure feel better about themselves? No, it does not.
Yeah.
And that hashtag is so wrong to be used in that sense because of the fact that it does not help those girls who are struggling with insecurities. It does not help them feel any better about themselves. So when these gamer girls or e-girls or whatever you want to call them go on there and then they pose and they're all like, oh, look at my workout, or oh, my butt is sticking out, or oh, hello, good morning, I'm going to take a morning shot of myself without makeup. Does that help anybody's insecurities? No. The other thing too is that I've talked to gamer girls. I've seen them behind the scenes and they are nothing like you guys see in person. They are nothing. They are we were talking about personas. They are not that person. They are miserable. They are upset. Yeah. And the thing is they cannot break out of that cycle because of their own insecurities. So something I want to do and something I personally would love to do is any gamer girls out there, if you are freaking forcing yourself to act like a fucking porcelain doll and you're trying to like fucking impress everybody, why the hell are you going to do that? Who are you trying to impress? Because thing is, it's like if people cannot accept you at your worst, they cannot have you at your best. And the other thing is you do not have to put on makeup. You don't have to act like this. If you like the makeup, fine. If you're a makeup guru, that's fantastic. I put makeup once on in a while. It's fine. But I'm not saying that. The thing what I'm saying here is when they act a certain way just to get subscribers, that dilutes the fact that there are other content creators who are working their fucking butts off to get where they are. But because they are selling themselves out, it's very toxic. So if any of you out there are fucking miserable doing what you're doing and just thinking that you have to do this in order to maintain an audience, do not be that way. Do not cater to that type of audience. Your audience will be the ones that truly come to you and support you fully. It doesn't matter what you wear. They are not going to care about that because they're going to care about you as a host, as a content creator. So anybody who fucking thinks that they have to flaunt around and look pretty for the camera every 5 seconds is wrong. Unless they want to do that. Unless they truly, truly passionately are passionate about modeling. You know, that's one thing if you're a model. It's another thing if you're just a gamer girl acting like, oh, I don't know anything about geek culture or gaming, but hey, I'm going to go into this anyway and act like I actually care and then shit on the whole entire game. Okay, so somebody who has lived that lifestyle for a good, like, 6 months of her life back in 2018, I'm telling you, it is toxic. The audience that you do get is very, very toxic.
Oh, yeah.
They act like they care. They act like they truly care, but you know that they're only lying to you. They're sugarcoating things mm-hmm. and saying that they care because of one fact and one fact only, because they want you to keep dressing or acting that way, you know?
Yep.
There are people who will, there are, and you guys are guys, you can vouch for that. And I'm not saying, and I'm... Oh my God. No, but seriously, this is the thing. This is the thing too, is it's not only girls who go through this, because you can't say, the thing is too, when girls say, oh, I am being hurt and bullied online and being called this or that. It's like, yes, but it's online.
Yeah.
You're doing online entertainment. Okay. Online entertainment is meant for that fucking shit. Okay.
Yeah.
How many times have I gotten a fucking comment? It's like back in those days when my hair was really short, thinking people assumed my sexuality. People assumed, like, are you a boy? What's wrong? Is it an it? What is it? Did it bother me back then? Is it an it? What is it? It's like, did it bother me back then? Yes, but I fucking got over it. I fucking got over it. And the thing is with I know. And a lot of these people, a lot of these girls especially, it's like, yes, I understand. Like, you're upset. I understand some comments really get to you, gets under your skin.
Yeah.
But you're doing online entertainment, okay? Online entertainment, meaning you can have anybody from around the fucking world join you any moment of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like doing live entertainment at a bar or a club or something and you're on a stage telling fucking jokes. No, it is legitimately like you are in your own room or space and you're exposing yourself to the entirety of the world where anybody can cling to. So you gotta have freaking tough skin.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you want to be in this business, you need to have tough skin or it's never gonna work. So when people say things like, oh, I'm being bullied, and they think it's just women, no, there's a lot of guys who go through that too. It's not just both sides.
Yeah,
yep. Because it is, there are bully victims out there. And I've heard stories from you guys. I've heard stories from everybody out there. And they talk about how bad their bullying is. And people always think, trust me, as a woman, I know how scary women can be. I know how scary women can be, especially at a certain time of freaking month.
Yeah.
I know how scary we can be. And a lot of gamer girls do take advantage of that because their persona is acting like they're a little innocent. But but behind the scenes, they are not innocent.
Nope.
It's like... It's that is something. So again, my goal too is to help all the girls out there realize, and guys too, anybody realize that do not let your persona take over you, because you will be fucking miserable.
Oh yeah.
Miserable to the point where you don't even want to do what you're doing anymore and just do it because you feel like you have to. It becomes a chore mm-hmm. to you.
Oh yeah.
Because again, like what we start realizing too is that as creators, you're going to have those people who love you and you're going to have those people who fucking despise you for any reason. And mm-hmm. sometimes it's the most stupid, pathetic, sensitive reason out there that people end up hating you. But hey, you yep. have to roll with the punches. I mean, think about it. Nobody, okay, on their fucking right mind would be able to survive the streets in New Jersey if they came here. Because if I hear this bullshit about, oh, I'm getting hurt by this and that, they're bullying me.
Yeah.
Talk to actual bully victims, you know, bully victims who freaking have been beaten up, bully victims who've been like picked on to the point where they end up hurting themselves. It's like mm-hmm. that is when it's in context, when you literally are by the person, when you see it firsthand. If it's online, it's still cyberbullying, and I do not stand for that. And if I ever see that going on in any community, I'd expect me to fucking get on my New Jersey rage and get on that person and attack them. But the thing is the fact that online bullying is much different than it is in real life, because real life bullying.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Real life bullying comes in with fists. Real life bullying can come in with people getting beat up. But the thing is, online bullying can make you feel insecure about yourself. But you got it. If you post something online, you got to live with it. This is a hard truth.
Yeah.
You got to live with it. And this goes on to our next topic for today, which is...
Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Video games and violence.
Yeah.
Does it cause it?
I always felt this way when it comes to like something like this, where it's like, I always feel like it's so absurd because like, again, you know, I've been playing video games since I can walk.
Yep.
And, you know, like, I played basically all the... R-rated games, if you want to call them, mm-hmm. from a very little kid to all the way to now, really.
Yeah.
Like I play, you know, GoldenEye, Conker's Bad Fur Day. I was just a kid that just wanted to play video games and to escape, you know, the world and just you know, just be in my own little space, and you know, it was more or less my coping mechanism, I guess.
Exactly.
And you know, it was like, but it, you know, it didn't really make me violent.
Because here's the thing with people thinking it makes them violent. Okay, yes. You got some GTA, you know, Grand Theft Auto. Love that game. Absolutely love it. All right. Yeah. If you go to GameStop, if you go to any fucking game provider, or if you order it online, what does it fucking say?
Warning.
There is warning.
This warning
sign. This is not for children. If your children is going to play this, you watch your children. So that video that I saw with that mother made her kid go on Dr. Phil or whatever.
Yeah, Dr. Phil,
It made me so pissed off because of the fact that how he was talking to her when he was like, oh, go fuck off or whatever, or just like, shut the fuck up. Like, that means she does not talk to her child.
Oh, yeah. Well, not just that, too, but like, but I just found it so unfair that, like, when a parent that buys them these video games, even though they are aware that they are M-rated,
exactly,
but they complain that their child is like
playing that video game.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But
like, this is the thing. There are kids that are very mature who can handle those video games. Like, I know I was a very, very mature kid. I knew about everything when I was freaking born. So it's like, you can't keep your kids in a bubble. You can't do that. And it's like, if they want to play GTA, go ahead. Let them play it, but then talk about it. Have a conversation with it. Or play the fucking game with them, you know? Like, go on that route. And it's like, this is the thing. It's like, video games truly do save and change people's lives because it really gives you a different perspective about life because you're controlling this character and giving a complete and utter different perspective. So, like, when people are like, oh, you know, he's playing this game. Yeah, but you bought him the game.
Yeah.
Why aren't you watching? Like, if you didn't want him to play the game, why did you, like, I don't know. I just feel like people do this to, like, get on TV and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, but anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us for more Behind the Scenes and All Ages a Geek. There's going to be an episode every single week for you guys on Spotify and also on the All Ages a Geek website. You can find that at allagesageek.com. And follow us on social media if you want to, like, catch up with the team. We're going to have a lot of other team members and guests coming on once in a while. But, yeah, we want to make this more human for you guys. We want to have an open-ended discussion. We want to hear your thoughts. No, nothing is scripted. Nothing is, like, if we curse, we curse. If we do something, we do something. It's like everything is natural and human for us here because, you know, we just got to let off steam sometimes. So thank you guys so much for tuning into the Geekening, your late-night dose of geek culture shenanigans. All right, my name's Kat, that's Derek, and we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys!